Good afternoon, fellow Patriots, and all of Eastern Washington, North Idaho, and Western Montana. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but also moving to action. It's also about the gospel of the kingdom. Ephesians 2:19-22. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling or habitation of God in the Spirit. Amen. I want to talk quickly tonight about a couple things. We in the church have a problem, and I'm just going to hit this head on. Too often in the church, we read Matthew 18, and we think it's just another scripture in the Bible. Now, Matthew 18 specifically tells us that if we have an offense against a brother, that we're supposed to go to them privately. That if the brother doesn't listen, to go to them with a witness. And if the brother doesn't listen, to go to their leadership, the pastor, the church, and deal with these things. The problem inside the church right now is we have so much passive-aggressive stuff going on and people just spreading things that are patently not true. If we expect the house to be cleaned, it's got to be cleaned in our own end. And I've run into this so many times where somebody will say something. I'll say, well, have you talked to that person about it? No. Well, you need to go do that because that's the first step. Because if you don't, you're in sin. It is a sin to know what the right thing to do is and not do it. James chapter 4. So we need right now in this time to approach one another in the spirit of reconciliation and to bring offenses and not be passive aggressive about it, not hold it inside until, you know, something blows up. There are some key scriptures that talk about us as Christians being vindicated by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And right now, some of our reputations are going to be assailed. Some of our jobs and livelihoods are going to be assailed just because of what we stand for in this time. There is so much happening right now that we should indeed be, let me get that Patriot Radio logo squared away there, Travis. There we go. It's turned up on its side, for goodness sake. And we're going to be in a time where things are going to come at us so fast. What do we need really to be doing right now? And the answer is very simple. We need to be pressing into the Lord, but we also have to be reconciling with him. And it's very clear also in scripture that we go to that person once, we go to them a second time with an admonishment. But if they refuse, then don't have any fellowship with them. Because what they're trying to do is actually destroy the church. They might claim to be a Christian. They may say they've been walking with the Lord for a long time. But if they're the ones that are actually doing these things, then we need to break fellowship with them and let them actually find the way back to the right path of Christ. This is very difficult to do, to let our reputations be assailed, to let our name be dragged through the mud. to just cry out to the Lord, where is your justice, God? Why do these liars and murderers and destroyers get to walk upon the face of the earth right now? And we don't have a timing. God doesn't give us that timing a lot. Sometimes he does give us some timing, but a lot of times he doesn't. And if he does not give timing for this, then what we should do as Christians is very clear. Continue to preach the gospel, continue to speak life into people, and to respond when you have to confront evil by drawing a very clear boundary, but also doing it with a spirit of reconciliation and repentance. And we need to pray, Lord, remove my motivations, my thoughts, my words. And God, I know you're my vindicator. Have your way in me. Now, I want to talk about this briefly, this part of it. Every single time that I was attacked by the left, by the media, even by people inside the church, every single time, God was the vindicator. Every time. It was proven they were lying, proven completely false, proven that they, that some of them just had an agenda and were just making stuff up. Every single time. And I had people come up to me and say, man, every time. Yeah. But that's what happened with Jesus. It's what happened with Paul. It's what happened with Peter. And not that any of us are like them, but the principle is the same, that God will vindicate us if we trust him. Which brings me now to your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. I'm going to talk about a few things right now. I want you to pay attention to this because, again, this is kind of corroborating the timeline that I talked about on the last show, where over these next couple months, Iran and Israel are going to go at it in some capacity. And it looks like China is looking at a September-October timeframe for an invasion of Taiwan. So first, we're going to go to Euromaidan Press, take a look at just the battle count there. There is a huge battle right now, waged right now in a city in the Donbas region. Street battles happening. Again, casualty rates are even beyond World War II in some respects. The Russian military, almost 1,350 tanks now, lost most of their modern armor. One-third of their modern armor has been destroyed. 3,282 armored personnel vehicles. Man, over 207 aircraft, over 500 drones, over 30,000 people. It's incredible numbers. And so as this war continues, again, it very clearly looks like we might get drug into this, that we might actually be drug into this thing, whether we want to be or not, that this is World War III already, and it's just going to be broadening in scope here over the next few months. And particularly, we need to be paying attention to the next 100 days. The next 100 days, some world-changing things are going to be happening over the next 100 days here. Are you ready for it? Are you prepared for it? If you've been listening to the show for years, many of you have, you're prepared. Some of you, you're hearing this show for the first time. Get prepared. Get some food stored up. Make sure you have a plan with not just your family, but some friends and maybe it's neighbors or coworkers or whatever. You have a plan with a team, so you're not just trying to do this by yourself. I want to talk about a couple things that happened as well here very recently regarding food, but I'm going to get to that here in a second. According to the New York Times, Iran's Parchin nuclear site, this is a super secret site, was hit by suicide drones. On May 28th, this was reported. Then it came out, and this according to Debka file, rare publication of Israeli air defense alert follows concrete Iranian threat. Five prominent figures named. In other words, Israel said that Iran's determination to make good on a vow of revenge for the assassination of an Iranian colonel on May 23rd, and then probably also for this attack, on this super secret base means that they are going to take revenge against Israel for it. That's what they're claiming. So the Israelis have heightened their air defense alert, and five specific people have been named. The details aren't as important as the fact that this is spinning up again Israel in Iran, especially over the next couple months. So keep your eye on that. Also, coming to us from Ann Magazine, the head of Who is a Maoist Terrorist. If you don't know this, the head of Who wants to take on more power over our own sovereignty here in the United States. And now, like Florida, Governor DeSantis are saying, nope, that's not going to happen. But the guy that's doing this is a communist in the vein of Mao Zedong. Why would we ever let Tedros do this? Why would we even try to succumb? It's literally like the administration in D.C. is trying to destroy the country. Maybe that's actually the plan. That's why we've got to pay attention to this stuff. Now, I want to talk about the food supply chain going to the national front. And I just got in a few hours ago some significant intelligence on this. And I want to talk about a couple things. So there are two competing narratives. And you've got one narrative that says that everything's fine with food and fuel. And then you've got another narrative that says, no, that's actually not true. So, for example, Cairo 7 News out of Seattle is saying, oh, nothing to worry about here, nothing to see here. And yet over the same weekend, an eyewitness in Cooley City, Washington, was saying that there were gas stations out of gas. So which is it? And then also on the food front, last week in Prosser, Washington, an animal food plant was burned to the ground. Now, this is within a year of their meat processing plant in a massive amount of meat. It was something like 64,000 pounds or something like that. It's what the report is I got. Something like that had been lost in that original fire last year. Well, now another fire in Prosser, Washington. Now, I want to talk to you in Cooley City. The reason they were out of gas, though, is not because there wasn't fuel in the pumps. It was because of an internet outage. So, and there was nobody there to correct the error over the weekend. Here's the point. This is how vulnerable the supply chain is. On the East Coast, they were talking about a diesel shortage and running out of diesel. Here, you have apparently an internet problem that could deny us the ability to get gas. Yes. So this is just highlighting the fragility of the supply chain. And in addition to that, there was one other report. This comes to us from Wright County, Minnesota. CBS Minnesota had the article, tens of thousands of chickens killed in a Wright County egg farm fire. So another food processing facility, farm, thousands of eggs destroyed in a fire. Again, very strategically significant. Whether doesn't the causes are irrelevant, does not matter. What matters more is all of this stuff is happening at one time, fuel and food, showing the fragility of the supply chain, but also showing that we are strategically impacted. I don't care what the cause is, doesn't matter. Strategically impacted by these fires, by some of these internet outages and cyber attacks, and we are impacted by supply chain issues, and all coming together makes the perfect storm. So again, please, prepare. One of the things to prepare with, okay, and I'm going to talk about two things specifically today. And I'm going to make sure we post up the medical supplies. I'm still kind of working through that just to make sure it's updated. But you need to pay attention to this. Spare parts for firearms, particularly AR-15s, extremely important to buy those now. It's legal to buy them. I'm talking spare parts like springs. I'm talking about the pins, that the retaining pins that keep the firing pin in, keep the bolt carrier group together. Springs and pins, absolutely critical right now. Couple spare extractors, very important as well. I'm telling you where this is headed when I get to this next thing. They are going to want to clamp down on the parts, and you're not going to be able to find them with the combining of the supply chain shortages and also these gun control measures that now it looks like Rhino Republicans may cave on. Eight specific measures that they may cave on. So if you're watching this, please go out and buy some of those parts right now. Okay, make sure you've got spare parts. If you don't, talk to an armorer, ask him, hey, what normally is going to go out so I can have those spare parts on hand. The little detent pins, people lose those all the time if you're working on a firearm. Particularly what I'm talking about right now is AR-15s. Okay, so go get some parts. The second thing is fuel stabilizer. A lot of people like Pry or Stabil. Personally, I don't. I actually like StarTron the best for a whole bunch of different reasons, because not only is it a fuel stabilizer, but also you can rejuvenate old gas and it helps to break down any deposits in there and keeps your equipment running so you don't have to go get a tune-up or anything like that. So I personally like StarTron. You can find it on Amazon. They sell it, I think, by the gallon now on Amazon. A couple gallons of it. Maybe 100, it used to be about 130, 150 bucks. The point behind it, and I know people are like, sometimes you got to use Amazon, unfortunately, just do it. If you need the fuel stabilizer, do it. Because what's coming essentially is gas prices going way up and people just not driving and the fuel's sitting around for a while, or maybe they have fuel in gas cans and they want to save it. You've got to make sure that fuel stabilizer is part of your preparedness tip. So fuel stabilizer and spare parts for your AR-15 platform. All right. I want to go next into a huge win, in my opinion. We're going to have to celebrate these kind of victories. So May 25th. And updated on May 26th, it looks like. Wow. Oklahoma governor signs ban on abortion from conception. Now nation's most pro-life law. So this was reported in Epoch Times. Now they're saying from conception, which is what it should be. Because if it's not, anywhere along the line, anybody can determine when life begins, and then it's the determination of man and not the determination of conception biologically. Okay. So Oklahoma governor signs ban on abortion from conception. Now there are exceptions that are in this bill and it's not perfect. Okay. But it is a step in the right direction. I wanted to key everybody on this because there are some events that are coming up here very soon, and we're going to have this on the radio. I'll be talking about them quite a bit, that are bringing the community together. So for example, June 18th, we're going to have a rally and it's going to celebrate the overturning of Roe versus Wade. I'm not going to give the location out yet, but we are going to have a rally June 18th. Also June 11th in Coeur d'Alene, huge rally of parents taking back their community from the perversion that is continuing, and the lies and deception continuing in our land. So they're taking the community back on June 11th. We're going to talk more about these later, but just put those two dates on your radar screen. Also, coming to us on the national front from Gateway Pundit, 2,000 mules investigator Greg Phillips drops a bomb. Investigators discovered, I want you to hear this right now. Please pay attention to what I am about to say. Investigators discovered multinational player and federal agencies involved in the operation, a multinational deal involving billions of dollars. Catherine and Greg told the Gateway Pundit that they discovered that 7% of mail-in ballots were trafficked during the 2020 election. Investigators told us their evidence will be released following the movie launch next month. Okay? So, again, the evidence keeps building here. And this bombshell, I'm going to make sure this is posted up on Facebook from Gateway Pundit, is huge. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about guns again. Supreme Court is expected to hand down a ruling here in the next few days that is going to impact gun rights, the right to bear arms. And many analysts believe that the decision will likely strengthen and expand individual rights to own firearms under the Second Amendment. I want to be really clear about something. The court does not determine and is not the final arbiter, okay, of the boundaries of the Constitution. What? Yes, it is not the final arbiter of what is and what is not constitutional. It isn't. It never has been. It was never the Founding Fathers' intent. It may interpret for a particular set of facts in a case what is or what is not constitutional, but it is not the final arbiter across the board of what is or what is not constitutional. Which brings me to the next part of this. Now, that was coming to us from Populist Press. This article from the Republic Brief, Biden just called on banning, outright banning, certain specific guns. 9mm. Okay. The bottom line is they want to ban guns. Okay. They've always wanted to ban guns. They hate guns because if they can ban guns, they can take over the country fully. If they can't ban guns, we will be able to defend the republic and they will never win. I don't care who says, oh, how powerful this or power. It does not matter. A free people fighting on their own ground for their families is the most fearsome fighting force on the face of the earth, period. We're watching this right now. And the president is obviously aiming at 22 caliber and 9mm. They're going for everything, okay? One more reason to make sure you stock up on firearm parts right now, spare parts you need to keep a firearm running, especially for the AR-15 platform, you need to do it right now, okay? There are certain ones I'll put out in a list. I know many people think, oh, we need that, you need this. I'm just going to put out the basics. Add to it or subtract as you want, but at least it gives you a starting point. The more anti-gun stuff that's coming out and the more that Republicans attempt to cave on these issues just because there's some emotional response, the more likely it is we're going to be facing this in the future. Now, I want to go next to readoutreport.com. If you don't know readoutreport.com, Sherry Duvalli over there is doing a fantastic job, along with Barrett, doing a great job. They picked this up. This is from Breitbart. House Democrats prepare 8 gun control bills, bump stocks, ghost guns, higher legal purchase age, blah, blah, raising the age, preventing gun trafficking, untraceable firearms, just a whole host of gun-grabbing acts. Safety, Storage Act, all the stuff we've seen in Washington State before, all of it. I fought it for years. We successfully fought it for years. Now they're starting to implement some of this stuff. Because most of it doesn't exist. Ghost gun, that doesn't even exist. Okay, these are made-up terms, people that don't even know about firearms. But the point is that these 8 bills that are coming forward are happening at the same time that Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, and others have signaled that they may compromise on this. Folks, this is the issue, along with abortion, to help vet candidates. If somebody has gun control on their mind, they should not be in office. They should not, because it goes against the Constitution. So they should be unelected. People should be primarying them, campaigning against them, because we want to defend the values that make this country great. And again, this is principle. It doesn't matter the party. It does not matter. But people that go against the Constitution should not be allowed to continue in office. And we're seeing the rhinos raised to the fore right now. Be on the alert. Lastly, this is an interesting little corollary here. Coming to us from the New American, Christian nationalism is gaining ground within the GOP. Well, how do they define Christian nationalism, right? Well, certain people will define it as good versus evil. Okay, we will say, I believe that God's word is true, and I'm going to stand on that. The left is literally declaring that Christian nationalism, okay? And if I believe in America first, if I believe in a strong America, well, that's nationalism, because God created the nations. You can read about this in Genesis, the Table of Nations. God created the nations, the ethnos, okay? There is one human race. He created the nations. God did. And now they're literally going against the idea of a nation. And, this is interesting. Chapter 2 of the Communist Manifesto, they specifically stated, so Karl Marx, in his own words, and then followed by Vladimir Lenin and others, specifically stated that the purpose of communism was to abolish borders and nations. You can read that for yourself. So they're just following their plan. So they want to abolish nations, and anybody who stands up for America first and says we should have nations, that Ukraine should determine its own destiny, America should determine its own destiny, we shouldn't be in these entangling alliances and getting involved with certain things that we shouldn't be getting involved in, especially in Europe, that suddenly is Christian nationalism. Look, I'm a Christian. I believe in nations. So they're going to try to label that as something bad. The interesting part about this was they then conflate that with violent extremism, despite the fact that the roots of the Buffalo shooter were in Bolshevism. And again, this is the alleged shooter. We're in Bolshevism and communism, despite the fact that a lot of these people that have perpetrated these things are severely mentally disturbed, being groomed by our culture toward essentially chaos where there is no value system. So right now, as Christians, I'm a Christian. I'm a patriot. I believe that the Constitution means what it says. I believe that the Bible means what it says. And I'm not going to ever be afraid of that. And neither should you. We need to stand in this time and not be worried about what people call us. Not let it get to us at all as these attacks ramp up. And I'm speaking as much to myself as all of you listening and watching today. Because it's going to take courage in this time to stand. And when we've done all, stand in Jesus' name. All right. That's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that's been posting and reposting us across all the different media platforms. You can always go to Gab at Matt Shea. Take a look at that. I'm also on Truth Social. Come follow me there. And virtually every other platform we are working on right now. We're getting ready to post across all of these platforms real time. Travis is doing a fantastic job in putting that all together. But if you miss a show, you can always go to Podbean. You can go to iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. You can listen to the show, or you can actually find us still on YouTube, and you can find us also on Facebook. If you absolutely have to go to Facebook, you can go to Patriot Radio US on Facebook. But try to go to the real social media platforms so we're not giving money to the other side. All right. It's my pleasure. You keep flashing up there, Travis, a picture of Alex Newman. He keeps his happy face keeps coming up. But Alex Newman is not our guest today. So I don't know if you just were doing that for memory's sake or what's going on. Anyway, I want to introduce one of my friends and a hero, I believe, in this time, Todd Engel. He's a former candidate for State House, District 18 in Idaho. But he has literally lived what I just talked about, not caring about his reputation and going where the Lord has called him to go, no matter what the cost. Todd, it's great to have you on the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
So I want you, for the listeners that may not know about your story at all, could you tell your story and your testimony for everybody listening and watching today on Patriot Radio?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll try to keep it brief because it's like five books probably. But I went to the Bundy Ranch in 2014 and stood there on the bridge and worked with law enforcement to ensure that the standoff didn't end up in going bad. And, you know, it didn't, thank God. And for that, a couple years later in 2016, I was arrested by a couple of FBI hostage rescue teams, along with 18 others of us that were arrested. And I was put on trial in 2017 in probably one of the most corrupt trials to ever occur in the country. Literal criminal conspiracies occurred by the Department of Justice and the U.S. attorneys that were involved in the case. I represented myself because I was forced to, literally. That's another story. But I was convicted on two of the 11 counts, and that was in the first trial. And in the third trial, all of the evidence of the Department of Justice's crimes were revealed. And as you well know, through a memo by the U.S. attorney's own investigator by the name of Larry Wooten. He blew the case completely apart. And almost everybody went home with their cases dismissed with prejudice. And I was awaiting sentencing, and everybody expected me to be going home also, that I would be granted a new trial and the case would be dismissed. But amazingly, the judge did not give me a new trial. She sentenced me to 14 years. And, yeah, by the grace of God, I was sent to Lompoc Prison, and I began to serve the rest of my 14 years there in Lompoc. And little did I know that, you know, the good Lord had a purpose in the entire thing. And you don't understand, you can't see the future. He knows the future, he knows the past, he knows everything. And through a bunch of turn of events, through multiple injuries and a prison riot and transported, shackled in a way that it blew my knee completely out. I was, in essence, helpless when I arrived on the yard and could barely walk and couldn't do a push-up. So at that point, I just go, okay, Lord, you've taken my, you know, health from me, my freedom from me. There's a plan here, and I'm just going to walk the yard and preach the gospel. So that's what I did. And I started the first day. And in 26 months in Lompoc Prison, about a dozen guys accepted the Lord. And we're talking cartel, Nazi lowriders, pagans, just, you know, some of the worst of the worst guys. So, you know, I always say, Matt, that the judge didn't sentence me there. God needed a missionary in Lompoc. And I prayed constantly, like, Lord, I want out of here. But there came a point where, like, okay, I see the benefits of having me in here. There's a lot of dudes, you know, coming to Jesus here. And their souls are more important than my freedom. So that's when faith comes in. And You just open your hands and say, if you need me to stay the whole 14 years, I'll stay. Because this is an amazing work you're doing in here. But with a caveat, I really don't want to stay, Lord. So if you could get me out of here, that would be great. So in the spring of 2020, amazingly, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the jury's convictions. And people say, wow, Trump got you some good judges. And no, I didn't get any Trump judges. I got a Obama, a Clinton, and a Bush judge. And they unanimously decided that my convictions were a travesty of justice. So they gave it back to the government. Yep, they gave it back to the government to put me on trial again. And the government refused to do so because they knew we would show all of their criminal conspiracies. So they dismissed it with prejudice. So I have all my rights restored, and God is good.
Praise God. That is just, that's an amazing story of justice that you were eventually vindicated, but you were faithful to the Lord as well. Well, I want to ask a little bit about your testimony now. What are you doing now? And what are we seeing in Idaho? I think some people just think Idaho is doing just fantastic, but there's a lot of rhinos in Idaho.
So, yeah, we just had the primary a couple weeks ago, and I just barely lost that, darn it. But I really got involved in the political scene throughout Idaho, and I've been in Boise a bunch, and you're correct. Now, North Idaho is most definitely still a solid red for the most part, except for in the cities, Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint. But Boise is most definitely a solid purple. And Southern Idaho is the purveyors of this Democratic rhino establishment type of movement. And we're also seeing the Democrats switch over and vote Republican in the primaries to ensure that we don't get solid conservatives in there. So they vote for the least conservative Republican that's running to ensure that they don't get true liberty legislators in there. And it's a shame. And they were able to accomplish a lot here a couple weeks ago.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. You know, so we have a lot of rhinos all over the country, but they really have been the main reason there's been a lot, you know, degradation and the culture wars and degradation regarding the right to bear arms and these other things. And now that's coming to North Idaho, right? You've seen it. There has been a degradation, a perversion that has tried to creep in North Idaho, and you've kind of been front and center in helping to fight that. So tell the listeners a little bit about what's going on.
So yeah, they have in essence taken over the city of Sandpoint. That's a difficult one for us to get back, and they have worked on it throughout Coeur d'Alene. So we have, through this campaign, through some amazing people that God put together for my campaign without me even looking for them, fought like banshees here this last primary. And amazingly, we really won a lot of seats in Kootenai County. But Bonner County, Matt, we have some problems up there. To be completely candid with you, that city of Sandpoint is casting enough votes to give me some real concerns with Bonner County now. And what I mean by that is that it's such a hub of, say, you know, of conservatism and the liberty movement that the establishment is pouring tens of thousands of dollars into those races to the least conservative candidate that they can find. Mm-hmm. Now, and then with the Democrats switching from Democrat to Republican so that they can vote in the primary, it's a solid strategy. But it didn't work here in Kootenai County. We had some great wins here, overturned a lot of the rhinos. But in Bonner County, it did work. We saw a candidate up there that literally was getting thousands and thousands of dollars from Democrat donors. and he was ultimately elected. So we're interested to see how he is going to vote here come next year in session. So, you know, they have a solid strategy, but we are now working to thwart that. We see their methods of operation. And I was actually on a phone call today with a gentleman, and we are going to start fighting that front and center here right after the next session. And I think we can move the needle back to conservatism for Northern Idaho. But you can take a look at the maps, the voting maps, and you'll see that Kootenai, Bonner, and Boundary County are still solid conservative. They voted for the true conservative candidates in the executive branch. I mean, most of them didn't win, but you know, we are still a super majority of solid red voters up here.
That's awesome. I want to talk too about June 11th. So tell everybody that's listening and watching right now, what's going to happen on June 11th?
So June 11th is obviously the 2-year anniversary from when Black Lives Matter or Antifa stated they were coming to Coeur d'Alene to bust up the joint and burn things. And then about 1,000 patriots showed up with guns to basically thwart their efforts, which was an amazing, you know, I was still in prison at the time, but we did see it on the news. And so this is the 2-year anniversary. And to commemorate that, the, how do you say this? The homosexual agenda has scheduled an event to celebrate, you know, their sin. And obviously we were already going to have an event. We just hadn't scheduled it openly. So they then co-opted the date. And now we have scheduled an event that is described as basically a day of prayer. And so we will be down there just praying for these people and praying for our community. And we will be telling, you know, amazing stories about how the Lord works. And our prayer is that these people, you know, we don't hate them. I just want to be clear. We do not hate the person. We completely disagree with their way of life, obviously. But we always must remember that, you know, the Apostle Paul was murdering Christians, and God did an amazing work in him. So he can Amen. Do an amazing work in these people that are going to be in this Pride event. So we can never forget that these are people that the Lord loves and wants them to repent, and he wants them, you know, in eternity with him. So we'll just be praying for them and trying to love on them and minister to them if at all possible.
So that's the whole point about this. We're not going to stand for the sin and the perversion in some of these textbooks and other books that have been, you know, disclosed lately should have everybody upset and up in arms. I mean, they're literally teaching pornography to kids. I mean, that's what it is. There's no other term for it. And I think parents have had enough. They just had enough. So this is one way to stand against that. At the same time, promoting love to those people that are caught up in these sins.
Yeah, that's correct. We, you know, we are not going to allow them to take over our community. We will absolutely oppose them on every front. I mean, Jesus walked into the temple and saw travesties occurring, and he tipped over tables. There is a time for us to be angry but sin not, and we are angry. We see what they're doing with our children, grooming them in schools. Truly pornographic materials in our children's libraries at school. Matt, there's something people should know, that it is illegal in Idaho for an adult to give any pornographic material to a child. I mean, 17 and under. An 18-year-old cannot give a pornographic magazine to a 17-year-old. Yet our school system can allow 6, 8, 10-year-olds to check out fully pornographic material out of the library. And we are talking not just heterosexual porn, we are talking homosexual porn. This is a travesty beyond belief, and we won't stand for it.
So what's happening, and how can people get involved coming here up here on June 11th?
So come downtown, come to the event. The power of prayer is so powerful. It can move mountains, literally. But we all must get involved. I did not want to run for office. That's the last thing in the world I wanted to do. But I saw that if I didn't, then who would? And each one of the folks that are listening to this right now need to pick a hill to fight for. Now, it can be for the children and against this material, or it can be against gun control. It can be, you name it. We have the World Economic Forum. We have a lot of fights out there, but everybody needs to pick a battle and get involved. And this is the first step. Come downtown. Come downtown and just show up. Then you're at least involved. And then from there, you'll meet other people that are involved, and you can join arm in arm with them and get in the fight. You don't have to run for office, but you should be involved. If you have kids, you should be involved in your school board meetings. If you live here in downtown, you should be, I say here because I'm working in Coeur d'Alene right now. You should be involved in the city council. You should be involved in your central committee meetings. Just get involved and get your voice in the fight. What do they say? That the only thing for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. Well, we've done nothing for long enough, and it's time for everybody to get involved.
So come on down. It is time for everybody to get involved.
Yep, absolutely.
Go ahead. Plug the date one more time.
So come on down June 11th. We will be separated by approximately a half a mile from the Pride event. So we're hoping that there's no issues that occur. And we will be praying for these people and praying for our community. So come on down, meet like-minded people. I'll be down there. Looks like they're wanting me to speak as much as I don't like to speak, but I will, I guess. And I'd love to see you guys down there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And there are many patriots that are going there, myself included, that are going to be part of this and standing with all the parents that are saying enough is enough. And I think this is what we have to do all across the country at the grassroots level. I think this is important. This is where this is going to be won. And with everything happening in the world today, as the things continue to point in the wrong direction, we really need to be resilient in our local communities. I'd like if you could, for a couple minutes, comment on that. How can we be resilient?
Well, first of all, we have to be involved in our churches. You have to find a good, solid church, get involved in that, and make it your family. That's first, and then branch out from there and get involved in, like I said, the city council. Get involved in, going to the school board meetings where, obviously, many of our parents are now domestic terrorists for just getting engaged. So I would recommend that, especially the mothers, get down there and make your voice heard. NIC, the North Idaho College, is a train wreck of controversy right now. They need more fighters down there to fight against what that college is doing. Mm-hmm. We need more people outing and going to these libraries and finding these books. We just need more hands on deck. That's truly what we need. And then if you find it in your heart, get involved in politics. It's actually, Matt, as you well know, it's quite entertaining. I met a lot of very interesting people, good people, and I had a lot of fun doing it. I really did. I don't like to admit that, but I did have a lot of fun. And you can see who the true firebrands are for liberty when you run for office, and then you can see who the rhinos are in the establishment and track who's getting money from where. So people like myself are looking for good campaign people that are willing to really get involved and hit the pavement. And it's you're just going to meet a lot of great like-minded people. So, you know, folks can start. I would very much recommend getting involved in your Republican central committees. Start right there. And just sit like a fly on the wall and watch what's going on. And then
I think this is key. Yeah, don't presume somebody else is doing it. Yeah, don't sit like you said, don't sit like a fly on the wall. Don't presume somebody else is doing it either. Most of the time somebody else is not doing it, and we need to be involved.
Well, this is what has happened to our country, Matt, is we have always presumed that somebody else will take care of this and they'll get it right and they'll do the right thing. And we end up with the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains that are running our country into the ground in the name of the Republican conservatism, which we know they are not. Mm-hmm. They are the rhinos of rhinos. These people are out for their own belly and their own pocketbook. They could not care less about our Bill of Rights or our Constitution. They just want to get reelected time and time again. And we're running into the exact same thing here in Idaho and in Boise. And they have got to be opposed on every front.
Every front, not give an inch, never back down, never give up. In the last 2 minutes that we have, if people can find out more information about you or what you're up to, where can they go?
I just have a Facebook page where I post a lot of stuff, and you can kind of read about everything that I've been through. If you scroll way back, I really laid out a lot of things, got a lot of things off my plate after I was released, and there's some amazing stories in there if you scroll way back into 2020 and 2021. So, yeah, I'm not a, you know, I'm a kind of a solitary person. I don't have a lot of social media or stuff like that. But yeah, if they want to take a peek and get a hold of me, that'd be great. And like I said, come on down June 11th and love to meet you. And I got a million stories I could tell. We could sit here for a few hours.
All right. In the last little bit, just a word of encouragement to everybody out there. I mean, you've been through it. You were in prison. You didn't even know you were ever going to get out, but God still used you even in that desperate situation. Give a word of encouragement to everybody out there.
Have no fear. If you are walking hand in hand with Jesus Christ, you should have no fear. You should have total faith. The faith to, I say it regularly, the faith to jump out of a foxhole and storm the machine gun and know that Jesus Christ is guiding every bullet. And if he allows him to hit you, it was his will. So.
Amen. Todd Engel, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. God bless you. Keep up the fight there in North Idaho.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Todd Engel, former candidate for state House 18th District here in the Great American Redoubt. He's in North Idaho. But just tackling the issues at the local level is the message for today. And if you haven't done that, or you think you're not going to make a difference, you're not, you know, you're somehow not going to be a force. Look, Jesus Christ changes the world through each one of us. That's what he wants to do. That's how he works. We need to be accepting, receiving of that. Lord, if you want to change the world through me, here I am, send me. And sometimes it's hard. You heard his story. He went into prison. And then when everybody else is getting exonerated, he's still got to stay in prison. And he used the time to witness and lead dozens of people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Some of the most hardened criminals, cartel members, members of some of these really nasty groups, he led to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because it was Jesus in him doing it, and he had yielded himself even to the point of being in prison for it. And getting back to the original part of this show where I talked about slander in Matthew 18, even when people do that, and I have my days, believe me. Earlier today, I have my days, but quickly repent, quickly lay it down at the foot of the cross, quickly receive his forgiveness. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the situation. Ask God to see as he sees that person or that circumstance. And then really ask him how you should be praying into it. Because we find that we go through a lot of this persecution, and on the back end, souls are being saved, and that was one way for it to happen. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said to me, Matt, thank you for enduring. Thank you for continuing on. Thank you for never giving up and never backing down. Thank you for always taking the high road in regards to the media, not responding in kind and throwing arrows back, but just telling what the truth is. Because in each circumstance, the truth prevails and has prevailed. That is a lesson for all of us for this time that we're in. As attacks ramp up and people, even inside the church, and by the way, in 1963, it was members of the church that turned in the confessing church in Ukraine to the communists, to the KGB. It was members inside the church that were the ones that betrayed people to death in the gulag, thinking they were doing the right thing, just like Paul. But they weren't. And God even still used that. So don't be the betrayer in the church. And if somebody is attacking you right now, forgive them and bless them back and tell them the truth, standing firm where God has called you to stand firm. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you. And may he make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.